here for the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report, and we have a very, very special Unified Bank profile here. Current Washington Capitals head coach Peter Laviolette. And first, let's start off here. What's it like being back here in Wheeling?
Well, I mean, it's been awesome. I mean, it's been an unbelievable night. You know, to be here with Brock Woods, who was a legendary player here in Wheeling, and to get inducted into the Hall of Fame, just really special for me. I was here for 1 year. It started my career in coaching, and I've been fortunate enough to coach for 25 years after that. And I can't say enough about the fans here and the ownership that I had, the ownership now, and the fact that I got invited back to be a part of this special night is pretty awesome. And, you know, the fact that my son's in the locker room and playing on the ice, it's just a great night. And I got to see some of my old friends down here as well, and there's a couple of my ex-players here that played for me for the 1 year I was here, Steph Bernier and Jeremy Brown, a couple of legends in my mind, and it's just awesome to see them. I haven't seen them in a while, and just really excited to be back here and be part of the night.
What was the initial reaction when you heard that your son, Peter, signs here with the Wheeling Nailers? Did that bring a little back some memories to you?
Well, I mean, we were talking about it. He wanted to play. He worked really hard this summer to try and get in shape, and he was with me in Arlington, and he was working out at our rink, and a lot of pros were in there, and he was grinding every day, doing the right things to try and get himself a chance. Went to development camp for the Capitals, went to rookie camp, ended up coming to my camp, and he put himself in a good spot, and we started talking about teams, and, you know, there's a lot of choices to go to, and I kept telling him, I said, listen, I'm coached in Wheeling. You're from Wheeling, West Virginia. This is your hometown. This is where you were born. This is what's great about Wheeling. And at the end of the day, we made the decision, and Coach Army's been terrific with Peter. And he's learning. It's a first year. It's a big jump from Division III. But he's, you know, when I watch him play right now, he plays hard. He's putting in a lot of effort. He's trying to be physical, trying to have an impact in the game. I think he's trying to learn and adjust to, you know, he's always put up some points. And so he's adjusting to not having that as much or not come so easy for him in his first year, and just try to explain to him that that's normal, and, you know, hopefully it'll come in years to come. But I couldn't be more proud of him, and for him to be here and be a part of that night too. Like, my wife was here, my other son Jack was here, my daughter is playing softball at BC, and she had a doubleheader today, so she couldn't make it. But to have my son come off the bench and be part of the ceremony tonight was pretty special too.
Yeah, Peter's definitely stepping into an interesting role with this team. He's definitely one of the guys that throws the body. It has to make you feel good, too, as a player, as a former player.
Yeah, I mean, he plays hard. I mean, he skates hard, he plays hard, he competes hard, he hits hard. You know, he'll do anything for his team that he can to help him win. And so I think it's just a learning, like, it's a big step from Division III college. And like I said, the coaches have been here, have been really good, and they've worked with him, and he's found more of a rotation now in the lineup, and just trying to make an impact in the game in any way he can.
And now back to you. I mean, I have to ask the question. What is it like to win a Stanley Cup?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's been special things in hockey that I'm really proud of. And I'll be honest with you, one of them was my first year here in Wheeling with no experience as a head coach. And to be able to build something like we did. And, you know, we ended up winning the championship the next year in Providence in the American Hockey League. Pretty special. There's a couple things for USA Hockey that stick out for me. But obviously, when you win a Stanley Cup, you know, it's an unbelievable moment. It's, I always say that losing is pretty easy and winning is really, really hard. And it was a group kind of similar to Wheeling, like we maybe weren't really expected to do much, but as we built and we became a team and we really, really found a groove as a group, we became really tough to play against. And by the end of the year, we really felt like we could we could do good things and win a Stanley Cup. I remember that at the beginning of the year that year in Carolina, Sports Illustrated came out. There was 30 teams in the league, and they listed the 30th team, and then they listed us as the 29th least favorite team to win a Stanley Cup. And the last sentence, I'll never forget, it said, feel free to make them 30th. And so it was a good driving factor inside the room that there wasn't a lot of hope or support for us, and to watch what we were able to build. It's the cup is awesome, but it was the ride and it was the journey, and it was watching a group of guys really come together and fight for each other and play for each other that really makes winning a championship special.
You always have to be wary of that bulletin board material,
yeah,
that's for
no,
sure.
For sure, and that was a good one. That was a good one. When somebody says they're 29th, feel free to make them 30th. You know you got some good material.
As we start to wind down here, always want to know, you get done towards the playing career, what made you want to get into coaching?
So I still thought I could play for a few more years, but I started to think about life after hockey. And it was Bobby Francis in Providence, Rhode Island. I was one of the captains on the team. And he asked me, he said, he didn't have an assistant coach. He said, would you consider being player assistant coach? And I'm like, I don't know. And he says, well, do you have a passion for coaching? And I said, I have no idea. And so I played the year as player assistant coach. And when the season ended, they actually offered me to be an assistant coach in Providence. And I knew I wanted to be a head coach. And so I declined. And I said, that's one of those moments that I look back in my career. And the fact that I turned it down with not really having anything out there to go to. And I put my application in Wheeling here, and I ended up getting the job. And so for me, it was something that I love the game. I love being at the rink. I love being part of it. And when coaching became something that was, you know, in the future that I could see, I really went for it, and Wheeling was the starting point for me.
Well, Peter, I want to say thank you. Thank you for coming back. Congratulations, and thank you for taking a few minutes of time with
me. Yeah, thank you. It's great to be here.
1-0 lead for the Kalamazoo Wings here, and the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. Stats and scoring summary coming your way next year on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.